United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Herbert Marshall. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station as a public service. Insure your future by buying defense bonds regularly, where you work or bank. They're an investment in America's defense and in your own security. In a moment, our famous star, Herbert Marshall. But now to open the show, Harry Sosnick conducts the Defense Bonds Orchestra with Bernie Leighton at the piano and the South American favorite, El Cumbanchero. And now it's my pleasure to introduce our star, the stage, screen, and radio favorite, Mr. Herbert Marshall. He appears in an original sketch entitled The Best Laid Plans. For the performance of Herbert Marshall, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
On the northern coast of New Guinea is a settlement named Lae. From here, Amelia Earhart took off on her last flight. Here, American and Australian troops fought the Japanese and beat them. And here, an ex-Air Force pilot, Jim Martin, and his war bride, Amy, came to settle and make a life for themselves. A plane has just landed and discharged a passenger. Captain Bert Edwards, an officer of ANGAR, the Australian New Guinea Administrative Union, the force that concerns itself with the welfare of the natives. Greeting the captain is Amy.
Oh, Bert, how pleasant to see you again.
How do you manage to look so lovely and civilized in this jungle, Amy? Oh,
living on New Georgia hasn't made you forget how to flatter a woman. I'll come. Get in the jeep. I will drive you to the house. More tea? Another biscuit?
No, thanks. Well, and how do you like New Guinea by now, Amy?
Perhaps I am getting used to it.
Oh, at first, nobody likes it. Later, you get to hate it.
Oh, fine thing. And you a dedicated island man.
How's Jim?
Oh, just fine.
How's his one-plane airline doing?
Well, he keeps very busy flying supplies back to the mines in the Owen Stanley Mountains. But our problem is not one of getting business. It is keeping the jungle from taking over our little airstrip.
When do you expect him back?
Well, before dark. Oh, he is bringing out the Dutch miner, Dirk Kiesling.
Really? What luck.
Luck?
Yes, it'll save me going to the interior to look for him. Mr. Kiesling's the reason I'm here, eh, Mary?
Oh? Well, I am not supposed to ask why.
No, you're not.
All right. Oh, but I hope Mr. Kiesling is not in any trouble.
Oh? Why?
Well, we have something in common, Bert. He and I, we were both in the concentration camp at Belsen.
Kiesling?
I never knew him there, but he told me he was at Belsen in 1944. We haven't talked much about it. I have only met him twice, but, well, I think he has had enough trouble for one lifetime. What does that mean?
Emma, did you ever meet Father Duprette, the mission priest at Rabaul?
No, I have not.
No, you should. He was at Belsen, too.
Oh?
Well, I'm keeping you from your afternoon nap, and frankly, I could use one myself.
We'll use the spare room, Bert, and I will call you when Jim arrives.
Hi, darling.
Hello, Jim.
Drive around to the loading door and pick me up. Hi.
Hello. Oh, hello, Mr. Kiesling.
It is nice to see you, Mrs. Martin.
Here, I'll give you a hand down, sir. There you are. You know, this man's a glutton for punishment. Wanted to go right on up to WeWork tonight.
Oh. It is very important I be there before noon tomorrow, Mr. Martin.
Well, don't worry, I'll have you there. What's for dinner, darling?
Another guest. Bert is here.
Bert Edwards?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wonderful. Let's go. Another drink, Mr. Kiesling?
No, thank you.
Hey, you know, Bert and I used to fly together during the war. By the way, have you seen the old 5th Air Force Base lately, Bert?
No, not for 6 months or so.
Oh, it's all beat up. Jungle's taken over everything. And what brings you up from the Solomons, Bert?
Your friend here.
I do not understand.
Kiesling's been prospecting for gold.
Where are you looking for it?
I have been investigating the base of the mountain you call Albert Edward. I am moving up along the Fly River, however.
ANGAR has no record of you having applied for a permit, Mr. Kiesley. Either to engage in mining operations or to employ native labor.
I must have a permit to hire savages?
We call them Papuans. And yes, you must have a permit.
I come to this forsaken island of New Guinea to make a new life, to escape from permits. And even here, where the land and the people are the most primitive on earth, even here I am asked for permits.
Wait a minute. No need to blow your top.
Dinner is ready. What's wrong?
Just tell the man what you do, Bert.
Yes, tell me, Captain. I am a law-abiding man. I respect authority. I only want to make a new life for myself, to help erase the memories of Belsen. Well,
certainly you can understand that, can't you, Bert?
Perhaps.
No one can ever truly understand unless they were there. Mrs. Martin remembers. True, my dear?
Yes.
I was sure that the day of my liberation from the Nazis would mean a new beginning for me. I went to Slovakia. I had business interests there. But it was a mistake. The Bolsheviks had taken everything. I had to flee for my life from the Reds. Am I to be persecuted here too, Captain?
What proof do you have that you were at Belsen, Mr. Kiesling?
Proof? The scars on my body, sir, and the tattoos.
Yes, Bert. We at Belsen all carry that proof for the rest of our lives.
Tattoo. You were tattooed?
Of course. On our arms. Here, I will show you. In case we escaped, the tattoo would immediately tell the Gestapo we were from Belsen. You see the initial B, and then my number, 30021.
How could that be?
Why are you surprised?
There were no two numbers alike, Mr. Kiesling.
Of course not.
Look. Look at my tattoo. It is the same as yours.
Keep your hand away from your pocket, Mr. Kiesling. I'd love to have an excuse to shoot you.
What is this? Who is this man?
He has many names, Jim. The important one is Colonel von Müller. Once of Hitler's SS. He's not Dutch. He's wanted as a war criminal by the United Nations for crimes against humanity. By us, for illegal mining operations. And not for gold mining.
You can prove nothing.
Oh, yes, we can. This is open and shut. You've been positively identified as Müller by Father Duprette. He's the French priest who rode on the packet boat with you from New Caledonia to Milne Bay. He, like Aimé, was an honest victim of the Nazis. Next charge, we picked up your Papuan number one boy and found the Geiger counter you smuggled in.
Geiger counter?
This joker is now working for the commies. He's been running a small-time uranium mine in the interior and getting it out by submarine. You were supposed to make contact tomorrow night, correct, Mr. Kiesling?
Millions of people. A woman in New Guinea. It is not possible.
Thanks, Aimé. That tattoo which you felt kept you from wearing evening gowns, oh, it's turned out to be a beauty mark.
Thank you, Herbert Marshall, for your fine performance.
Oh, thanks, Rod.
How would you like to join me in a few words about defense bonds?
Well, glad to. That's a favorite topic of mine. I think defense bonds are the greatest method of saving that's ever been invented.
Well, I'll go along with you there, Bart. And buying them is also an excellent way for the average citizen to take an active part in his country's defense program.
That's right, Rod. Every dollar invested in bonds helps to make America stronger financially, helps to combat further inflation, and, of course, as always, it helps to make the individual family unit more secure. To my way of thinking, there's no finer investment in the world. No better way to participate in our country's defense.
And remember, friends, there are two simple automatic plans for the regular purchase of defense bonds. The Bond a Month plan, a free service of your bank, and the payroll savings plan where you work.
Friends, take our suggestion. Sign up today for the regular purchase of United States defense bonds. For your country's defense. And for your own security.
During the past quarter hour, you have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station each week as a public service. May I express our thanks to our famous guest, Herbert Marshall, to the members of his supporting cast, Gigi Pearson, Frank Nelson, and Robert Boone, and to his director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another outstanding star and more fine music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be on hand. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you that defense is your job, too. Buy United States Defense Bonds.